And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical entertainment.
1, 2, 1, line check.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
No Line Max.
Forest Effect.
This is the one to listen to.
It's been described as defeatist and pessimistic. Well, I don't think so.
I think it's degrading and disgusting for our children to hear and see such things.
Forest FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the dial to Forest FM. Playing sounds just like it was then. Loud and proud on your radio. Neil Lomax is ready to go. I wanna listen and I'll listen alright. Get Teenage Kicks right through the night. Alright.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
To the station! Music!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Teenage Kicks on Forest FM with Neil Lomax. You've never heard of him, but the records are pretty good.
We'll be right back.
Forest FM. Well, warm welcome to this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Each and every week we open up with a cover version to start the show. This week, The Vibrators and their version of Slow Death, a track originally recorded by the San Franciscan boot The Flaming Groovies in 1972, recorded there by The Vibrators for their album Punk Mania Return to the Roots, released in 2014. Over the next hour, we have in tracks from The Killjoys, The Meteors, Dogs, Iggy Pop, Music for Pleasure, The Armoury Show, Radio Stars, Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire, The Swell Maps, new music from Colony, Wire, this week's archive radio sessions from the pop group from 1978, and from 1980, this from The Swell Maps.
Scared again, afraid to see that this is life. You put dead trees inside your face. You never try to understand it. You and your hypocrisy, you're tearing up all my dreams. You gave up before you were born. You never tried to understand it. Is this what you're living for? Can't you see there's so much more? Is this what you're living for? International rescue. Time. 17 and another year. You never thought it would happen here, but it's you did it in the end. Too scared to ever understand it. Is this what you're living for? See, there's so much more. Is this what you're living for? International rescue.
Interesting band that sort of predated punk, really. They were an experimental DIY band formed in Birmingham in the 1970s, formed in 1972 by our brothers Epic Soundtracks, real name Kevin Paul Godfrey, and Nicky Sudden, whose real name was Adrian Nicholas Godfrey. Just a few albums in their short career from 1972, splitting in 1980. That was a track from right at the end of their career, I suppose, really. Didn't actually feature on any of their two studio LPs, but does turn up on an excellent compilation called International Rescue, which was released in 1999 by The Swell Maps. And that was a title track there, The Swell Maps and International Rescue. I'm sure we have some Wild Billy Childish.
CCTV, your uncle kicked to death, but we couldn't quite see who. This is the land of the free. Your face is on Big Brother and it belongs to me. Plug in your iPod and sing along with me. I saw you touch a can back
size. Rupert Murdoch rules the wise. Richard Branson doesn't shave. And Joe Strummer's mould is grey. Generation, that uptight bitch was our ruination. I ain't got time for the thoughts of Marx. This is where the revolution starts. Cold Britannia, Jesus says. Rupert Murdoch rules the waves. Richard Branson doesn't shave. And Joe Strummer spin his grave. Every little house has got two TVs. Watching starving children on the BBC. And mummy's working late, she's got two jobs. And her little darling's turning into a foul-mouthed job. Sitting on the tube wearing busy headphones. No matter where you turn to, you'll never be alone. In every supermarket, you'll hear the music drone. No tougher the pops for you disco clones. Cold Britannia, Jesus says. Rupert Murdoch rules the waves. Richard Branson doesn't shave. And Joe Strummer's laughing in his grave.
Well, Billy Childish, a man of many talents. He's a painter, author, poet, photographer, filmmaker, and of course singer and guitarist with many bands, starting life back in the late 70s. His music career with the Pop Rivets, as well as bands like the Milkshakes, and a three-piece called The Mighty Caesars. But then in 2007, he was Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire. And it's a track from his album Punk Rock at the British Legion Hall from 2007. The opening track there from that LP called Joe Strummer's Grave.
The records that other stations like have not been recognised. Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks and try again.
Reflex as I'm
Well, it's a real blast from the past there. I haven't heard this for many a year. The Radio Stars, an English new wave band formed in 1977. They released three albums, had one UK Top 40 single. That was their debut single called Dirty Pictures, which was released on the Chiswick label in April 1977. Also turned up on their debut LP called Songs for Swinging Lovers, also from 1977. They split in 79, reformed in 82, and are still going. So I don't know if they recorded new material for some time, but we'll have to do some unearthing there, and we'll do some of that while we enjoy this from the Suburban Studs. Another Birmingham band, they were formed in 1976, never had any real commercial success, just the one LP as well. They're called the Suburban Studs, and that was a track called Questions, one of their singles released in 1977. One LP, the album's called Slam, which I've finally got my hands on, so we can play some more tracks from that album in future shows from the Suburban Studs. Another of the Birmingham, this is purely coincidental, I should hasten to add when I do put the playlist together as we go through the track, suddenly realise there's sort of a theme emerging, and it's purely coincidental. There's some Birmingham bands this evening, so a big shout out, as they say on hip stations, to any of you who are listening in Birmingham. This is another band, so pay particular attention if you're a fan of Dexys Midnight Runners. You can't. Well, some of you might recognise with those vocals. So that was what Kevin Rowland was doing in 1976 in his pre-Dexys Midnight Runners days. In that band formed in Birmingham that year, that was the Killjoys and Recognition, a band he formed with Kevin Al Archer, a man and would also join there, Kevin Rowland, to form Dexys Midnight Runners. And the Killjoys also featured Ghislaine Gil Weston, who later joined the band Girl School. Back in those days, the Killjoys, don't actually think they released an album back in the late 1970s. There was a compilation album called Naive, released on the Damaged Goods record label in the early 1990s. The band, the Killjoys, active really between 1976 to 1978 on Raw Records. And their big single, I suppose, was Johnny Doesn't Want to Go to Heaven, which we have played on this show before, although heavily edited because they did like to use some choice language, shall we say, in some of the records. From the Killjoys, we'll go to some psychobilly from an album I haven't heard for a long, long time. I thought I'd feature this, and I'll play this for Adam Potter, who listens to the show up in Dunstable. Thanks for your support with the show, Adam. This is for you. This is the Meteors.
Wrecking crew gone. Well, the city, as you know, it's gone. We're all that's left alive. Yeah, while we're round the streets, it's patched to what we can survive. We're gonna do just what we wanna do. Get out of the way with a wrecking crew gone. Yeah, we're the wrecking crew. We do what we must do. You've blown away our lives. You killed our lovers and our wives. Crew guy.
Good to dig this one out because I haven't heard this album for years, actually. Shame on me. The Meteors, that was Wrecking Crew, the title track to their 1983 LP. The band are often credited with creating the sob genre psychobilly. They were formed in 1980 in London, still going strong. And if you do like rockabilly music, I can strongly recommend Wednesday evenings here on Forest FM. Steve Stax Jepson with his rocking radio show from 8 until 10 here every Wednesday evening on Forest FM. And if you want to catch some of it live, then get down to the Camden Bar in Westbourne if you're local to Forest FM region. Saturday the 16th of July, there's the Vintage Fair from 12 until 5 p.m. It's free entry, Saturday the 16th of July, and Steve Stax Jepson will be spinning some discs as well as a few other DJs. So if you enjoy 50s, rockabilly, Motown and Northern Soul music, get yourself down there. I'm hoping to be there myself on that Saturday the 16th of July. We'll have some old school French music, French punk band now. This is Dogs.
Charlie was alright. music on time. You want not a kind of body ride. Man, Tom, they want a good boy. They want the bread of the night. And it's locked in the pit in the accent inside of his mind. Is it gone because the music is loud? And we all know I found you a thrill. Then he could play. He would not let the kind of boy you like. But Charlie was a good boy. He was afraid of the night. And he was locked in a bidding accent inside of his mind. He was alright.
French band formed way back in 1973 in Rouen, or Rouen, I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it. I do apologise to any of our French listeners if the pronunciation is wrong. I do often get them terribly wrong. That was their first single, and if you do hold it of a copy of that on vinyl, hold on to it tight, because you could be sitting on a small fortune there, because it's regarded as their most sought after and collectible edition of the back catalogue of Dogs. And you may even find a copy at the vintage fair at the Camden Bar in Westbourne, Bournemouth, on Saturday July the 16th. Dogs are, I'm not sure if they're still going now, but as I say, that was their debut single, Charlie Was a Good Boy, from 1978.
Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks on Forest FM, as your listening is important to us.
This is a public service announcement.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
Neil Lomax.
Forest FM.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All I have on is Teenage Kicks with Neil Lomax on Forest FM.
When I live in the Iron Kill City, where the death ray meets the sea. I live here in Kill City, where the debris beats the sea. It's a playground for the rich, but it's a loaded gun to me. Well, I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boys. I'm sick of keeping quiet, and I am the wild boys. Well, if I have to die here, first I'm gonna make some noise.
Give it up, turn the boy loose. Give it up, turn the boy loose.
never seen is a fascination. Man and everything's perfume. Seen is fascination, man. Everything's perfume. Till you wind up in some bathroom, overdosed and on your knees.
Well, a track from an album which was recorded in a very difficult time in Iggy Pop's life. In 1975, the tracks were recorded after the disintegration of the Stooges, used as demo material, really, to sort of lure in a few record labels to give Iggy Pop a new record contract. It finally turned up in November of 1977 as the album Iggy Pop and James Williamson, the title track of that LP. That is Kill City. Now, a Norwegian punk band who were active around about 10 years, started in 89, split in 1998. This is Turbo Negro. Norwegian style. They are Turbo Negro. That was a track from their Apocalypse Dudes album, their fourth studio LP from 1998, the year they split, sadly. And they kind of describe their style as glam rock, punk rock and hard rock. Amalgamates into a style they describe as death punks. So many genres that I have never heard of before. There we go, from as death punk there for you. Turbo Negro and a track called Back to Dungaree High from their final LP called Apocalypse Dudes from 1998. We'll go back to the 80s now to a band. They are actually still going, in fact. This is a Skeletal Family. Two tracks back to back there. Firstly, you heard the two Yorkshire bands, in fact, back to back. Firstly, you heard from Keighley, West Yorkshire. The Skeletal Family, formed in 1982, took their name from a David Bowie track from the Diamond Dogs LP. And it was a track called Promised Land, a single for them in 1985, and taken from their album Futile Combat, also from 1985. And after that, you heard a new wave band from Leeds, who were formed in 1979 before splitting in 85. They were called Music for Pleasure, and that was their debut single from 1980 called The Human Factor. Now, any of you remember the Skids? You'll remember Richard Jobson, and you might have thought, what did he do after the demise of the Skids? Well, briefly, he did this.
Oh,
A track from another of these bands that was critically acclaimed at the time but enjoyed no real commercial success. And this band disbanded very quickly after it had started, really. They were formed in 1983 by Richard Jobson after the demise of the punk band The Skids, and featured members or previous members of Magazine. They were called The Armory Show. They released one album in 1985 called Waiting for the Floods, and that was a track from it there, Armory Show there, and Higher Than the World, the track from that LP from 1985. As I say, well received, but never really made a dent. Yeah, commercially, and led to the band splitting. I think Richard Jobson went on to be a TV presenter, if I remember rightly, after his career in music. Now we'll go to this week's archive radio session. Each week we play a track recorded in session from the archives. This week it's from July 1978 from the pop group.
Searching for love in the library of a ghost town.
Finding the adventure. The job is singing that it's true and you'll sing. Breaking out the butterfly, kiss the walls of the glass house. Take the law into your own hands, white inventor.
Revenge. Vow.
Well, if you had a few spare moments, go on to YouTube and check out the pop group's performance at Glastonbury last year, which someone has wisely posted onto YouTube, because I thought it was an exceptional set from them. I always like this band a lot. Formed in Bristol in the late 1970s, very left-field band, the pop group, and that was then recorded in session July 1978 with a track called Kiss the Book. Now, we've played this band a few times. I like this band a lot. They are from Bedfordshire, a four-piece new band formed in August last year. Another track from their Black Sunday EP. This is Colony.
I don't know if I can tell you piece by piece. I won't let you my way. My way, all that pain, I won't let you run and hide. I won't destroy you. My way, my way. I my way. Now baby, from the fate I can't select you, dig too deep. I will convince you my way, my way.
That was Colony and Perfect Time from their Black Sunday EP. If you do want to hear more tracks from that EP or download it, you can go to soundcloud.com/colonybanduk and find out more about the band and what they're up to, future gigs, etc. Follow them on Twitter at Colony Band. Now we'll go to this last one for this evening. This is from the brand new LP, or EP, I suppose, really. It's a sort of called a mini LP, whatever that is. I always call them EPs. This is Wire.
Believing in something, believing in nothing, reliving each moment of forgetting everything in time. Our days may be numbered, our nights we may slumbered, our meter is measured or regretting everything in time. You think I'm a dreamer, I've never really been there, a presence conjured from thin air. You think I'm a number, still willing to rumble, to lay it bare as if I care.
Last one for this evening from their Nocturnal Koreans EP, or LP, mini LP, from Wire, released back in April this year. That was a track called Numbered, and it's the one that rounds off this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your messages on Twitter. And do hope you can join me again next Monday evening at 10 p.m. here on 92.3 Forest FM and online at www.forestfm.co.uk.
That's it. Stop now. Stop. Time's up.
Forest FM.
And now, we join Paul Jerome for Breaking Rock.